There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You're on Team Human. This is a special preview of a bonus episode. My conversation with Harvey Pekar, the American comics writer, author of American Splendor. It's a whole lot of fun. And just one of the things that we offer our Patreon subscribers at any level. If you want to check that out, just go to teamhuman.fm and click on support, or go to patreon.com/teamhuman.
You know, when you wore the On Strikes t-shirt on the Letterman show, you know, for when these guys, you know, were trying to get in front of the news cameras every morning, you know, jumping around behind Katie Couric or whoever it was, you know, trying to get that t-shirt on the air. And here you walked into the living room of the channel and did it.
Yeah. Well, at that point, I was pretty much disgusted with Letterman. Mm. And I had given up hope of being able to achieve anything, you know, like doing good comedy upping my book sales or anything, I was ready to just do anything. You know, I wanted to get off the show because it wasn't helping my sales. It wasn't making me money. I mean, that's what's supposed to be about when you go on a talk show like that. It's supposed to promote your work, and it wasn't doing anything. And besides that, I had to fit into this role that Letterman had conceived for me as the working stiff, you know, from the Rust Belt, you know.
Right.
And I didn't want to do that all the time, and I just came in one time and I just said, well, that's it, you know, and I just went off. I said, David, I want to talk about NBC. You know, this was just after NBC was purchased by
GE. Yeah.
GE, yeah. And I said, I'm going to talk about this, and... And if you don't go along with me in our discussion, I'm just going to get up and start making a speech. So there was a lot of frantic running around, and then the producer came down, Robert Morton, and he said, "Okay, we're going to get it on." And he gives me a list of 10 items that we're going to talk about. Letterman and me.
Right.
And this is number 7. Well, we never get through 5, you know,
right.
Subjects. So, you know, it's obviously, you know, so I just got up. He wouldn't, you know, work with me. So I just got up and just, you know, did that thing, which, you know, was a nice, It was a nice addition to that movie they had anyway.
Oh, totally. And now it's lives forever on YouTube or whichever video service is out there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, what it revealed to those of us who were looking though was that you were not only a working stiff who happens to be smart and have a good sense of humor in a comic book, but that there was a kind of a politically or economically educated guy in Harvey Pekar. So those of us who are interested in your work, go back and look at it. I mean, and I'm no academic, but I mean, I'm sure that you could have some conference, you know, on the Marxist ideology in Pekar, you know, or whatever. You could go back and see, oh, I get it. You know, the fact that this guy is walking down the hall with a black guy who's pushing a garbage pail is about more than just, oh, this guy happens to be my friend. It's about, well, who's able to cross race barriers and who's not? Who's able to cross so-called class barriers and who's not? What does it mean to be a member of a neighborhood versus what I see in New York, which is people trying to make enough money so they can insulate themselves from their neighborhood instead of participate in them?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.